Hey guys, this is Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle. One of the great things about owning a muscle car is all the life lessons it will teach you in your journey together. Things like patience is a virtue, or when life hands you lemons, you make lemonade, or it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. For me, one of my favorite life lessons was you never know what you have till you lost it. So this is the story, the day I lost my brakes. I had just finished having a wonderful pancake breakfast at a diner, got into Ned, turned him on, put my foot on the brake, and he just kind of rolled his way out. So I was like, that's strange. And I noticed when my foot was on the brake, it went all the way to the floor and had no tension on it. So I put him in drive, and he continued to roll forwards with my foot still on the brake. In that moment, I realized that I had no brakes and was living in hell. So I was presented with two options. One being the more logical, I should park Ned, turn him off, and call for help, have a tow truck come, and then bring him home. But odds are, at that time, even if I called a tow truck, I'd have to leave Ned for a little bit. A rule I live by is no man left behind, and the thought of leaving Ned alone there for any amount of time, regardless of how nice those pancakes were, was not acceptable. So what I decided to do was pop on my hazards, go less than 5 miles an hour, and I was going to take all back roads to my house. Now, the only time I would really encounter an issue is when a stop sign came up. So the way I handled it was by holding the horn and screaming out the window, "I can't stop! I can't stop!" It must have looked pretty funny, though, because it wasn't like I was blowing through these stop signs at 50 miles an hour. I was literally going slower than a snail. So it was like that scene from Austin Powers where the guy's got his hand up and he's screaming at them to tell them to stop. No! It was basically the same exact thing. Since I was going through a residential area, for the most part, I didn't encounter too many cars, and it really wasn't an issue. Maybe one or two, but they didn't even technically approach the stop sign before I did, so I had the right of way, but they just had to deal with me holding my horn, the hazards going, and me screaming either way, because I still didn't trust them. It would have been the slowest car accident known to mankind. They would have been killed either way. It doesn't matter. I'd kill them. Doesn't matter if it's slow or fast. The other person dies by my hands. So we came to a point eventually, though, where we hit a dead end and I could no longer take my sneaky back roads. I had to eventually go on to the major road. It wasn't like a highway or anything, but it was like 40 miles an hour and there were stoplights and it was definitely way more traffic. There was no way I wasn't going to encounter other faces. And at this point, I had to take it. So I said, well, it's do or die, and mostly do, I hope. So I went out, hazards blazing, as well as horns. Helen Keller couldn't miss me. And I stayed as far to the right on the shoulder as possible so people could still get around me because I did not alter my speed whatsoever. So I maintained my 5 negative miles an hour. And anytime I approached a stoplight, it was a lot different than the stop signs in the fact that there was way more people to view my embarrassment. I could give a shit of what I looked like. I just wanted to make it through that intersection of doom okay. Everyone's in a rush on Sunday morning, you know? The groceries won't be there. They're hopping off the shelves and buying themselves, apparently. Okay. Regardless. So when I approach these stoplights, the other driver is looking at me. I swear to God, I wish I could have taken a picture of their faces because it wasn't shock and it wasn't confusion. It was just more of like they've literally never seen probably anything so stupid in their whole life. And I concur. It was not my best move, but there was no way in hell I was leaving Ned alone. What normally took 20 minutes took me an hour. We eventually got home. We investigated the issue and found out it was my master cylinder that went. So the bright side of this story is I got to learn how to replace my master cylinder. I got to bleed my brakes for the first time, and I got to know a little bit more about Ned. That's another great thing about owning an older vehicle, especially an American-made one. You can get in there and play around with the parts and know more about your car. You're not relying on a dealer, and that's something I will always cherish about Ned. He's taught me so much about cars and so much about life that I'm forever in debt to this vehicle. And will love him forever. This has been Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle, presented to you by Heels on Wheels and the Performance Motorsports Network. You can check out more of my crazy antics at beautysgotmuscle.com, and remember to like our Beauty's Got Muscle Facebook page. Stay tuned after a quick message from our sponsors.